Will the House please come to order? Will the Chief Clerk please call the roll?
Anderson.
Here.
Bagby.
Here.
Barbuto.
Here.
Berger.
Here.
Blake.
Here.
Blickrey.
Here.
Vonner.
Here.
Brechtel.
Here.
Brown.
Here.
Buchanan.
Here.
Bird.
Here.
Kennedy.
Here.
Carson.
Here.
Childers.
Here.
Cohey.
Here.
Connolly.
Here.
Kraft.
Here.
Davison.
Here.
Dirks.
Here.
Edmonds.
Here.
Esquivel. Gilmore, Gingery, Goggles, Hales, Hallinan, excused, Hammonds, Harshman, Harvey, Illaway, Yagi, Jorgensen, Kimball, Landon, Lockhart, Lebno, Madden, McKim, McComey, Miller, Millen, Moniz, Patton, Peasley, Pedersen, Peterson, Philp, Philp excused, Korberg, Korberg, Roscoe, Simlick, Shepperson, Stewart, Stubson, Teeters, Thompson, Throne, Wallace, Swanitzer Dan, Swanitzer Dave, Mr. Speaker. 58 present, 2 excused.
The prayer today is again given by the Reverend Robin Chance, representing St. Christopher's Episcopal Church.
Let us pray. Gracious God, grant to us, we pray, the spirit to think and do always those things that are right for the people of Wyoming, the United States, and the world, that the decisions we make here in the House of Representatives may nurture your people, protect and govern a freedom of lifestyle that is worthy of you, reflect the future that you envision in us, and enable us to live according to your will. Make us always thankful for your loving guidance and discernment, and grant that we may be faithful stewards of all the blessings that you have given us. Amen.
Amen. Please join me in the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thanks again, Robin.
You're welcome.
Nice to have you here.
You're welcome.
I love the
see
discernment
you one more
part in there. Will the House please come to order? Journal Committee report.
Mr. Speaker, your Journal Committee reports that the Journal of February 10th, 2010 has been read and recommends that it be approved. Signed, Representative Moniz, Representative Barbuto.
The doctor of the day is Dr. Eric Waddell from Cheyenne. Is the doctor here? And the nurse of the day is Marianne Duncan from Crook County Medical Services District. Today we have a special event. The Wyoming Cancer Control Consortium is here for the 5th annual Celebration of Hope. This event helps to raise awareness of the progress made in Wyoming's fight against cancer. The daffodils delivered to you this morning represent hope, progress, and answers in battling Wyoming's second leading cause of death. At this time, please help me welcome Brooke Eads, who will sing Amazing Grace and lead a bell-ringing ceremony honoring cancer survivors. Miss Eads, welcome to the house, ladies.
Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found. Was blind, but now I see. Thank you.
Welcome to the 5th annual Celebration of Hope bell ringing ceremony. We're honored that you've let us be a part of your day and share this important message of cancer survivorship. The National Coalition for Cancer Survivorship, NCCS, pioneered the definition of survivor as, from the time of diagnosis for the balance of life, a person diagnosed with cancer is a survivor. The definition of survivor includes people who are dying from untreatable cancer. NCCS later expanded the definition to include family, friends, and caregivers who are affected by the diagnosis in any way. Each day, thousands of people learn that they or a loved one has cancer. In fact, during a 24-hour period, 3,655 Americans will be diagnosed with cancer. And the same day, 1,524 Americans will lose their battle with cancer. And most excitingly, 2,266 Americans will be considered cured. For 2009, it is estimated that 2,500 Wyomingites were diagnosed with cancer. Additionally, 1,000 Wyomingites will die as a result of a cancer diagnosis. According to recent data, there are approximately 26,719 cancer survivors in Wyoming today. That number continues to rise. The struggle ahead is real, and so is hope. We see and learn that there is life after cancer. In so many of those lives, we see people living in the moment, taking time to laugh, to cry, to love, to feel, and just to be. That's what cancer does. It changes us. It tests our faith. It alters our perspective. It challenges our perspective. It challenges our strength and our courage. Cancer reminds us that every day is a gift. The chimes that you hear today represent Wyoming's fight against cancer. Each person who stands before you is wearing a sash to honor with you a special person in their life. As each chime rings, we ask you to remember those who have been touched by cancer and how they have affected your life.
We remember those who gave us life and those who nurtured our lives, our birth mothers and fathers, our grandparents, our foster parents, and our adoptive parents.
We remember those who have enriched our family life, our sisters, brothers, aunts, uncles, and cousins.
We remember those we were privileged to give life to, our children and our grandchildren that have gone before us, those that have passed before their time.
We remember those who enriched our lives in a special way, our wives, our husbands, our fiancés, our significant others.
We remember those who have journeyed with us in a special way, those who have shared with us during youth and adulthood, our friends, teachers, mentors, and neighbors.
Now you will hear chimes in honor of the living, those who faced the beast, fought the fight, and won the battle. Those who will continue to fight, those who have just entered the fight, and those who continue to hope for a cure. There are many survivors here today. In the balcony, you will find them adorned with yellow sashes. They shine before you here in this gathering. The light of hope guides us on our way. We see hope in the faces of survivors, caregivers, friends, family members, and everyone in our Wyoming cancer community. This is a time for celebration, remembrance, inspiration, and blessings. As in life, today we see hope, and we know that we will win this battle against cancer. We know the flame is alive, and the stars of hope shine brightly. We honor and celebrate cancer survivors here with us today. We celebrate hope. Hope is something that cancer survivors must find within themselves. With hope, we can find meaning in how we respond to what has happened to us. With hope, we can go on. Cancer survivors are our heroes. Heroes in the way they face daily struggles. Heroes in the way they do everything with an unbreakable spirit for life. They give us hope. Survivors, please stand and let your hope shine. A sincere thank you to the policymakers who make our mission and our vision a strong reality. Thank you, Mr. Speaker, for giving us the time to celebrate survivorship here with you today.
Thank you, Brooke. Thank you, ladies. And thank you, all of the survivors and the loved ones of those who have passed as a result of cancer. We very much appreciate you joining us today and sharing your message of hope and of cancer survivorship. Thank you again. Have a great day. We are at that order of business of introduction, reading, and reference of bills. Representative Shepperson.
The first bill for our consideration is House Bill 94.
House Bill 94, introduced by Representative Lockhart.
Thank you. Thank you for the opportunity.
First reading of the bill. Chairman Lockhart.
An act relating to easements, real property easements.
Chairman Lockhart.
Thank you for the opportunity to talk to you about a very important bill in this state of ours. This is a very simple bill, and it deals with exempting certain conditions from an existing law that was written in the 80s that met a need at that time but does no longer fill the needs today. In 1980, there was a law passed that said if you're going to get an easement across somebody's property, you need to have a meets and bounds description of it. That was an improvement over past practices of general descriptions. It also said if you don't execute that easement within a year, it is null and void. As we've gotten into the era where we are now, where it takes a long time to build major gas pipelines, major transmission lines, that one-year termination and the exact meets and bounds descriptions is not what really fits the circumstances. This bill provides for a developer of those kinds of projects to meet with the landowner and execute an option for a future easement. We needed to modify the statute so that they could get through some of the requirements that we had in the old work so that you could do things right. For instance, if you build a pipeline and you run into a Native American artifact, you may have to relocate the line. If you run into something that wasn't apparent in the beginning, sage grouse leak, and you have to move a line, you can do that. And these big projects take a long time to develop. I would urge your support for introduction on this bill.
Is there any opposition to the bill? Seeing no opposition, Chief Clerk will please call the roll.
Anderson.
Aye.
Bagby.
Aye.
Barbudo.
Aye.
Berger.
Aye.
Blake.
Aye.
Blickrey.
Aye.
Bonner.
Aye.
Brechtel.
Aye.
Brown.
Aye.
Buchanan.
Aye.
Byrd.
Aye.
Kennedy.
Aye.
Carson.
Aye.
Childers.
Aye.
Cohey.
Aye.
Connolly.
Aye.
Kraft.
Aye.
Davison.
Aye.
Dirks.
Aye.
Edmonds.
Aye.
Esquivel.
Aye.
Gilmore.
Aye.
Gingery. Goggles, Hales, Hallinan excused, Hammonds, Harshman, Harvey, Illaway, Yagi, Jorgensen, Kimball, Landon, Lockhart, Lubno, Madden, McKim, McComey, Miller, Millen, Moniz, Patton, Peasley, Pedersen, Peterson, Philp excused, Korberg, Roscoe, Semlick, Shepperson, Stewart, Stubson, Teeters, Thompson, Throne, Wallace, Zwanitzer Dan, Zwanitzer Dave. Mr. Speaker, I am about to close the vote. Are there any changes? Are there any changes? The vote is closed. 58 ayes, 2 excused.
Having received the affirmative number of votes, House Bill number 94 is referred to Committee number 1, Judiciary. The next bill for our consideration is House Bill number 95.
House Bill 95, introduced by Representative Yagi.
First reading of the bill.
An act relating to the Wyoming Firearms Freedom Act.
Representative Yagi.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I move the introduction of House Bill 95 and ask for your favorable consideration. Like many of you, I've been struggling with federal governments imposing on our state rights. I feel that this bill is about our state rights, declaring our sovereignty and limiting the federal government to their proper powers. This bill relates to the Second Amendment, right to keep and bear arms, Ninth Amendment, all unlisted rights, and the Tenth Amendment, stating our rights come before the federal government rights, and the Wyoming Constitution, Article 1, Section 24, the right to keep and bear arms. These are bold ideas. We want to be leaders in state rights. Over 30 states have introduced some form of state sovereignty. This is a stronger bill than the Montana Act that has enough differences that if the federal government threw the Montana bill out, this one would not be thrown out because there are too many differences. This bill covers federal taxation, penalties, has a defense clause, changes the state law to affirm our constitutional rights. This straightens our state policy and makes clear that we as a legislator say what we mean. A vote yes is a vote for the people and state of Wyoming. A vote no is for the federal government. Thank you.
Is there any opposition? Representative Zwanitzer.
Thank you, Madam Chairman. I'd like to express the same concerns I did on the first bill. But I'd also like to mention that this bill contains a provision that we can actually fine and imprison a federal officer. To me, that is begging for a test situation. And if this bill goes forward, I would hope that the sponsors would designate the test personnel person here in the state of Wyoming. Let's designate somebody to put this to a test. I would hope that we would vote no on this particular bill. Thank you.
Representative Gingrey.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Not opposed to the content of the bill, but just simply on the budget issue. We only have so many bills we can do. Judiciary already has been assigned one bill that does this same thing. It's not exact. We certainly can look at this other bill. We all have access to see it. We can amend things in, but it gets a little complicated when we start getting multiple bills that are all doing the same thing. So we already have one bill assigned to us. I'm sure we'll give it a fair shake. We don't need two of these competing against each other. We can look to the other bill, and we can pull things out of it and amend it in. So I would urge you to vote no, not just that you're against the concept, but what the real reason for introduction votes are is to save some time. And judiciary already has a bunch of these bills. We can deal with them.
Is there any other opposition? Representative Yagi, your 30-second rebuttal.
Thank you. For the first comment, I kind of welcome the federal government. I think we are trying to stick up for our state rights, and whatever it takes to do that, I'm willing to do. The second comment, Mr. Chair, of the judiciary, I think this bill has so many different things in it, it would be hard to amend all those in the existing Freedom Firearm Act. So I would like to see this one and in the judiciary come up with the right one. Thank you.
Thank you, Representative Yagi. Chief Clerk will please call the roll.
Anderson. Aye. Bagby. Aye. Barbudo.
No.
Berger.
No.
Blake.
Aye.
Flickrey.
Aye.
Bonner.
Aye.
Brechtel.
Aye.
Brown.
Aye.
Buchanan.
Aye.
Byrd.
No.
Kennedy.
Aye.
Carson.
Aye.
Childers.
Aye.
Cohey.
Aye.
Connolly.
No.
Kraft. Davison,
aye.
Dirks,
no.
Edmonds,
aye.
Esquivel,
aye.
Gilmore,
aye.
Gingrey,
no.
Goggles,
no.
Hales,
no.
Hallinan excused, Hammonds,
no.
Harshman,
aye.
Harvey,
no.
Illaway,
aye.
Yagi,
aye.
Jorgensen,
no.
Kimball,
aye.
Landon,
aye.
Lockhart,
aye.
Lubno,
aye.
Madden, McKim,
aye.
McComey,
aye.
Miller,
aye.
Millen,
aye.
Moniz,
aye.
Patton,
aye.
Peasley,
aye.
Pedersen,
aye.
Peterson,
aye.
Philp excused, Korberg,
aye.
Roscoe,
aye.
Simlick,
aye.
Shefferson,
aye.
Stewart,
aye.
Stubson,
aye.
Teeters,
aye.
Thompson,
no.
Throne,
aye.
Wallace,
aye.
Zwanitzer Dan,
aye.
Zwanitzer Dave, Mr. Speaker, I am about to close the vote. Are there any changes? Childers, are there any changes? The vote is closed. 45 ayes, 13 noes, 2 excused.
Having received an adequate number of votes, House Bill number 95 is referred to Committee number 1, Judiciary. Representative Esquivel, you may have privilege of the floor.
Thank you, members of the 60th. I'd like to introduce you to one of the youngest new members or residents of the state of Wyoming. That's my grandson, Andre. He's about a little over 4 months old now. And Mama Crystal and Grandma Susie are up there in the balcony.
Thank you, Representative Esquivel. Beautiful family. The next bill for our consideration is House Joint Resolution Number 3.
House Joint Resolution Number 3, introduced by Representative Hallinan.
First reading of the bill.
A joint resolution requesting appropriate action by Congress proposing an amendment to the United States Constitution requiring a balanced budget except in times of war or declared national emergency.
Chairman Childers.
Madam Chair.
in the absence of the good representative, I'm carrying this bill. I move House Joint Resolution number 3, resolution U.S. Constitution requiring a balanced budget. In all the whereases in this bill, it basically discusses where Congress is. Let's just say the spending's way out of hand. It does admit that we should be able to go outside the balanced budget in times of declaration of war, but our spending levels are not that way. They're going way beyond what should be allowed by law, and as we do in Wyoming. And what the therefore be it resolved sections do cover is it is asking that the Constitution or that the Congress add a new article to the Constitution and basically amend it to require a balanced budget in the absence of a national declared national emergency of war. And if they don't do that by December the 31st of this year, that the state of Wyoming shall apply to Congress calling for a constitutional convention, and also other legislatures will do the same. And basically, with two-thirds of the state legislators applying to Congress for the constitutional convention, we will have one to basically discuss balanced budget amendment. And the resolutions to be submitted to the Secretary of State, presiding officers of, in Congress, and so forth and so on. And admittedly, some may have a problem with...
Thank you, Chairman Childers.
Time.
Any opposition? Chairman Illaway.
Thank you, Madam Chairman. The resolution is a good one, except I'm very concerned with any time you call for a constitutional convention, because there is no limitation. Although scholars have written one side and scholars have written on the other side about calling a constitutional convention, I'm concerned what, if you did call one, the freedoms that we could lose. And I think that we need to think very, very seriously about how far you want to go in calling a constitutional convention and the freedoms that we have right now in this country. So I'm against this, and I hope that you will vote it down.
Representative Brechtel.
Thank you, Madam Chairman. Last session, as you may recall, we overwhelmingly supported a resolution rescinding our request for a constitutional convention for the very same concern that just mentioned. There are no rules to stop Congress from doing whatever they decide to do with our Constitution once we open it up for a constitutional convention under Article 5. So I urge caution.
Chairman Childers, you may have 30-second rebuttal.
Well, Madam Chair, I agree with all those issues, but this bill, as any bill, is subject to amendments, and we could weaken it, if you want to call it that, and take that part out. But I think the issue is important enough it needs more discussion. So I would urge your aye vote to allow that discussion. This is too short a time frame to cover an important issue like this.
Chief Clerk will please call the roll.
Anderson. Bagby.
No.
Barbudo.
No.
Berger.
Aye.
Blake.
No.
Blickrey.
Aye.
Bonner.
Aye.
Brechtel.
No.
Brown.
No.
Buchanan.
Aye.
Bird.
No.
Kennedy.
Aye.
Carson.
No.
Childers.
Aye.
Cohey.
Aye.
Connolly.
No.
Kraft.
No.
Davison.
No.
Dirks.
No.
Edmonds.
No.
Esquivel. Gilmore,
no.
Gingery,
no.
Goggles,
no.
Hales,
no.
Hallinan excused, Hammonds,
aye.
Harshman,
no.
Harvey,
no.
Illaway,
no.
Yagi,
no.
Jorgensen,
no.
Kimball,
no.
Landon,
aye.
Lockhart,
no.
Lubno,
no.
Madden,
no.
McKim,
aye.
McComey,
no.
Miller.
Aye.
Millen.
No.
Moniz.
No.
Patton.
No.
Peasley.
Aye.
Pedersen.
No.
Peterson.
No.
Philp excused. Korberg.
Aye.
Roscoe.
Aye.
Semlick.
Aye.
Shepperson.
Aye.
Steward.
No.
Stubson.
No.
Teeters.
Aye.
Thompson.
No.
Throne.
No.
Wallace.
Aye.
Swanitzer Dan. Swanitzer Dave.
No.
Mr. Speaker.
No.
I am about to close the vote. Are there any changes? Are there any changes? The vote is closed. 19 ayes, 39 noes, 2 excused.
Having failed to receive the two-thirds majority necessary, House Joint Resolution number 3 is indefinitely postponed. The next bill for our consideration is House Joint Resolution 6.
House Joint Resolution number 6, introduced by Representative Hallinan. A joint resolution proposing to amend the Wyoming Constitution to modify in health care provider cases the general prohibition against the legislature limiting the amount of damages that may be recovered for personal injury or death of any person.
First reading of the bill. Representative Lubnow.
Thank you, Madam Chairman. I'm moving this bill for my family doctor who would do it himself if he could, so I move for the admission of House Joint Resolution 6 and ask for your positive consideration, and I only hope I could do his efforts justice. This bill allows the citizens of the state to vote on whether or not non-economic damages are limited to $250,000 against health care providers. 28 states currently have limits on non-economic damages like pain and suffering, loss of consortium. This bill does not seek to limit out-of-pocket damages like lost wages or medical expenses. We all know there's a physician shortage in our country. We also know a huge percentage of our physicians are going to retire in the next few years. One of the key issues attracting health care providers to Wyoming is the tort claim environment. When a physician looks at a state, one of the first things considered is whether or not there's a non-economic damage cap. It affects physician malpractice premiums, but more importantly, it affects perceived physician quality of life. This legislator has fudged several projects to attract health care providers to this state, costing many millions of dollars. Whammy, witchy, wooey, physician loan repayment plan, to name a few. Additionally, our smaller communities are having a hard time recruiting physicians to provide necessary health care. This one constitutional amendment will allow our voters to decide that if physicians to be recruited to the state and allow our health care institutions to compete on an even playing field while keeping Wyoming health care dollars in Wyoming. We've had this debate on this issue many times before, but with a continued increase in health care costs since the last time we had this debate, it's appropriate for our voters to have the opportunity to reconsider that decision. I urge your positive consideration.
Is there any opposition, Representative Throne?
Thank you, Madam Chairman. This issue is one that's emotional for very many people. It's all well and good to say that this issue is necessary for health care, that caps on non-economic damages will increase health care in Wyoming. There's no evidence to that fact. The state, with the football team that lost in the playoffs, has some of the best health care in the country. The football team lost in the playoffs. Best health care in the country. No caps. No caps on damages. Lowest, some of the lowest premiums in the country on malpractice insurance. There is no correlation. The proponents of this measure can give you no evidence, no correlation that caps will lower premiums. In addition, the number of physicians licensed in Wyoming has increased in the last few years.
Time.
Without caps. Thank you.
Any other opposition? Chairman Landon.
Thank you, Madam Chairman. I believe that the last statement is really quite questionable because there is evidence of improved medical availability in states that have had caps. Most recently, that was the state of Texas. I've had young physicians come to me. I just had one not 2 weeks ago, a young surgeon in Sheridan, speaking of the difficulty it is to maintain the medical malpractice insurance cost.
Point of order, Madam Chair, it sounds like he's speaking in support rather than opposition, and that's not allowed by the rules except by the proponent of the bill.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Is there any other opposition? Representative Lovenoe, you have 30-second rebuttal.
I would yield the floor to the good chairman of the Labor Committee.
Chairman Landon.
Madam Chairman, I had thought that there was no more opposition, so that's why I stepped to the microphone, because you're right. That was a plea in support. We're surrounded by states that have a cap. I think that we can come up with a reasonable amount in this legislature that protects citizens, as well as ensuring that we have the medical community and the strong community that we want in this state. So I'd urge your passage of
this. Time. Chief Clerk will please call the roll.
Anderson.
Aye.
Bagby.
No.
Barbudo.
No.
Berger.
No.
Blake.
No.
Blickrey.
Aye.
Bonner.
No.
Brechtel.
Aye.
Brown.
Aye.
Buchanan.
Aye.
Hurd.
No.
Kennedy.
Aye.
Carson. Childers.
Aye.
Cohey.
Aye.
Connolly.
No.
Kraft.
No.
Davison.
Aye.
Dirks.
No.
Edmonds.
Aye.
Esquivel.
No.
Gilmore.
Aye.
Gingery.
No.
Gingery.
No.
Goggles.
No.
Hales.
No.
Hallinan excused. Hammonds.
Aye.
Harshman.
Aye.
Harvey.
Aye.
Illaway.
Aye.
Yagi.
Aye.
Jorgensen. Kimball.
No.
Landon.
Aye.
Lockhart.
Aye.
Lubnow.
Aye.
Madden.
Aye.
McKim.
Aye.
McComey.
Aye.
Miller.
Aye.
Millen.
Aye.
Moniz.
Aye.
Patton.
Aye.
Peasley.
Aye.
Pedersen.
Aye.
Peterson.
No.
Philp excused. Korberg.
Aye.
Roscoe.
No.
Semlich.
Aye.
Shepperson.
Aye.
Stewart.
Aye.
Stubson.
Aye.
Teeters. Thompson.
No.
Throne.
No.
Wallace.
Aye.
Zwanitzer Dan.
No.
Zwanitzer Dave.
Aye.
Mr. Speaker.
Aye.
I am about to close the vote. Are there any changes? Are there any changes? The vote is closed. 38 ayes, 20 noes, 2 excused.
Having failed to receive a two-thirds majority, House Joint Resolution 6 is indefinitely postponed. The next bill for our consideration is House Joint Resolution number 9. Speaker Simpson.
House Joint Resolution number 9, introduced by Representative Simpson.
First reading of the bill.
A joint resolution requesting Congress to cease and desist from enacting mandates that are beyond the enumerated powers granted to the Congress by the United States Constitution.
Speaker Simpson.
Thank you. I move the introduction of House Joint Resolution number 9. Ladies and gentlemen, there are two ways to amend the U.S. Constitution in Article 5. This bill calls for the first option under the article, which is to have Congress pass these proposed amendments to Article 10 of the Constitution and the Interstate Commerce Clause by two-thirds vote of both houses of Congress without a constitutional convention. We have amended the Constitution 27 times that way. 10 of those were the initial Bill of Rights. So there's no call for a constitutional convention, simply asking Congress to look at this, use their power to adopt by two-thirds, and then send that out to the states, which requires three-quarters of the states to confirm within 7 years. And it goes directly to pages 4 and 5 of the bill. Section 2 of the bill lays out the amendment to the 10th Amendment by adding the word expressly in front of delegated in that language that you all know well, I'm sure, and then adds another sentence at the end that talks about judicial construction of that and how courts should view that rule. It means the amendment shall be considered by all courts as a rule of interpretation and construction in any case involving an interpretation of any constitutional power claimed by Congress. Section 3 amends Article 1, Section 8, which is the Interstate Commerce Clause, to directly regulate commerce with foreign nations, and then adds the language about how it needs to be primarily intrastate. There have been so many acts of Congress and interpretations of this by courts that have expanded the role of the federal government in the state's lives. Thank you.
Is there any opposition? Seeing no opposition, the chief clerk will please call the roll.
Anderson. Bagby. Barbudo. Berger. Blake. Flickery. Bonner. Brechtel. Brown. Buchanan. Byrd. Kennedy. Carson. Childers. Cohey. Connolly. Kraft. Davison. Dirks. Edmonds. Esquivel. Gilmore. Gingery. Gingery. Goggles. Hales. Hallinan excused. Hammonds. Harshman. Harvey. Illaway. Yagi. Jorgensen. Kimball. Landon. Lockhart. Lubnow. Madden. McKim. McComey. Miller. Millen. Moniz. Patton. Peasley. Pedersen. Peterson. Philp excused. Korberg. Roscoe. Semlick. Shepperson. Stewart. Stubson. Teeters. Thompson. Throne. Throne excused. Wallace. Zwanitzer Dan. Zwanitzer Dave. Mr. Speaker. Gingery. I am about to close the vote. Are there any changes? The vote is closed. 56 ayes, 1 no, 3 excused.
Having received the two-thirds majority necessary, House Joint Resolution is referred to Committee Number 1, Judiciary. The next bill for our consideration is House Bill Number 96.
House Bill 96, introduced by Representative Anderson.
First reading of the bill.
An act relating to taxation and revenue, sales, use tax, railroad rolling stock, repeal.
Need to back up. House Joint Resolution Number 9 is referred to Committee Number 1, Judiciary. House Bill Number 96, Chairman Anderson.
Thank you, Madam Chairman. I move House Bill Number 96 for introduction and would appreciate an aye vote on that. Let me give you just a little history on this. This is a sales tax on the repair of rail cars. There's at least two, there's union or a rail car repair facilities in Evanston and one in Bill, Wyoming. There was one in Shoshone. This bill was originally passed, experience to promote the one in Shoshone so that there would be a labor force there. Well, evidently it didn't help any because they started up and they're now no longer in operation. What this bill does is to take a look at that exemption that gives rail car repairs a special exemption. You still pay for those taxes on your automobile when it's repaired or your truck when it's repaired or your farm machinery when it's repaired. And this would force to take a look at it just a little sooner. It was due to sunset in 2015, and this bill changes it to 2011. So it gives time for people to really assess the whole, whether it's a legitimate exemption or not, before the next session starts, or during the next session. That's what the bill does.
Is there any opposition? Representative Kimball.
Madam Chair, and my illustrious colleague from the southern part of the state, being from Evanston, obviously we are, as many parts of this state are, in economic trouble. I would like to think that Union Tank or whatever the company may be could continue to work and enjoy this exemption. I would have a tough time voting for this right now. Have the economic situation be different? Perhaps I would. But I can't at this point support anything that's going to, I would think, seriously harm the economic area that I happen to hail from, so to speak.
Is there any other opposition? Chairman Anderson.
Thank you, Madam Chairman. It does not change anything. It gives another session of this legislature. No doubt it would become an intern subject to which is the transportation, to really see if we need this exemption or not. And so it doesn't change anything until you have one more chance at it.
Will the chief clerk please call the roll?
Anderson.
Aye.
Bagby.
Aye.
Barbudo.
Aye.
Berger.
Aye.
Blake.
Aye.
Blickrey.
Aye.
Bonner.
Aye.
Brechtel.
Aye.
Brown.
Aye.
Buchanan.
Aye.
Byrd.
No.
Kennedy.
Aye.
Carson.
Aye.
Childers.
Aye.
Cohey.
Aye.
Connolly.
Aye.
Kraft.
Aye.
Davison.
Aye.
Dirks.
No.
Edmonds.
Aye.
Esquivel.
No.
Gilmore.
Yes.
Gilmore.
Aye.
Gingery.
Aye.
Goggles.
Aye.
Hales.
Aye.
Hallinan excused. Hammonds.
Yeah.
Hammonds. Harshman.
Aye.
Harvey.
Aye.
Illaway.
No.
Yagi.
Aye.
Jorgensen.
Aye.
Kimball.
No.
Landon.
Aye.
Lockhart.
Aye.
Lubnow.
Aye.
Madden.
Aye.
McKim.
Aye.
McComey.
Aye.
Miller.
No.
Millen.
No.
Moniz.
Aye.
Patton.
Aye.
Peasley.
No.
Pedersen.
No.
Peterson. Philp excused. Korberg.
No.
Roscoe.
Aye.
Semlick.
Aye.
Shepperson.
Aye.
Stewart.
Aye.
Stubson.
Aye.
Teeters.
Aye.
Thompson.
No.
Throne excused. Wallace.
Aye.
Swanitzer Dan.
Aye.
Swanitzer Dave.
No.
Mr. Speaker.
Aye.
I am about to close the vote. Are there any changes? Bagby. Aye to no. Are there any other changes? The vote is closed. 42 ayes, 15 noes, 3 excused.
Having received a two-thirds majority, House Bill number 96 is referred to Committee number 3, Revenue. The next bill for our consideration is House Bill 100.
House Bill 100, introduced by Representative Cohey.
First reading of the bill.
An act relating to taxation and revenue regarding ethanol tax credit.
Chairman Cohey.
Thank you, Madam Chairman. Ladies and gentlemen, beginning in 1995, and I can only assume in the spirit of economic development, an exemption in the form of a tax credit was determined to be a sound policy by this legislature to be granted back to producers of ethanol for the production of motor fuels to be used on Wyoming's highways and others. That allowance has a maximum of $4 million per year in the form of a tax credit, although since inception, an average of about $2.2 million per year has been given back to the ethanol producer, and so it really hasn't measured up. And we really haven't paid out what the exemption allows for. But essentially, an ethanol producer in Wyoming can sell its product in the form of motor fuel and receive an amount equal to the state motor fuel tax of 14 cents a gallon as a credit simply for being in business and producing that fuel. You and I pay the tax when we combust the stuff on our highways when it's blended with other fuel, but it is paid back to the producer. You pay the tax, it's paid back to the producer. We are seeing proposals to tax wind energy on this floor in the spirit of broadening a very narrow tax base. You got to think about this. We are continuously short of highway construction dollars, yet here we are taking $2.2 million a year, and in the case of the most recent year, a little over $3 million from those highway construction dollars and reverting it back to an ethanol producer. This bill stunts the credit to an ethanol producer from $4 million to $3 million. It isn't a large step, and I understand that it is headed towards sunsetting anyway, but I know the history of sunsets in this body. It also limits total state credits, regardless of the numbers of ethanol producers, where now it does not. Potentially, if you had 10 ethanol producers in the state of Wyoming, you would be liable up to $4 million credits to each one of them. This bill limits it to a total of $3 million, regardless of the numbers of producers in the state.
Is there any opposition? Seeing no opposition, the chief clerk will please call the roll.
Anderson.
No.
Bagby.
Aye.
Barbudo.
Aye.
Berger.
Aye.
Blake.
Aye.
Blickrey.
Aye.
Bonner.
Aye.
Brechtel.
No.
Brown.
Aye.
Buchanan.
No.
Byrd.
Aye.
Kennedy.
Aye.
Carson.
Aye.
Childers.
Aye.
Cohey.
Aye.
Connolly.
Aye.
Kraft.
Aye.
Davison.
Aye.
Dirks.
No.
Edmonds.
Aye.
Esquivel.
Aye.
Gilmore.
Aye.
Gingrey.
Aye.
Goggles.
Aye.
Hales. Hallinan excused. Hammonds.
Aye.
Harshman.
Aye.
Harvey.
Aye.
Illaway.
Aye.
Yagi.
Aye.
Jorgensen.
Aye.
Kimball.
Aye.
Landon.
Aye.
Lockhart.
Aye.
Lubno.
Aye.
Madden.
Aye.
McKim.
Aye.
McComey.
Aye.
Miller.
Aye.
Millen.
Aye.
Moniz.
Aye.
Patton.
Aye.
Peasley.
No.
Pedersen.
Aye.
Peterson.
Aye.
Philp excused. Korberg.
No.
Roscoe.
Aye.
Semlick.
No.
Shepperson.
Aye.
Stewart.
Aye.
Stubson.
Aye.
Teeters.
No.
Thompson.
Aye.
Throne excused. Wallace.
No.
Swanitzer Dan.
Aye.
Swanitzer Dave.
Aye.
Mr. Speaker.
Aye.
I am about to close the vote. Are there any changes? Are there any changes? The vote is closed. 48 ayes, 9 noes, 3 excused.
Madam
Chairman.
Thank you, Madam Chairman. Thank you for the action on the floor. I now move for introduction, House Bill 100. I do so on behalf of the family physician of the representative from House District 31.
House Bill 100. Having received a two-thirds majority, House Bill 100 is assigned to Committee Number 3, Revenue. The next bill for our consideration is House Bill Number 101.
House Bill 101, introduced by Representative Anderson.
First reading of the bill.
An act relating to taxation and revenue, electricity generated from wind taxation.
Chairman Anderson.
Thank you, Madam Chairman. I move House Bill 101 and would urge an aye vote. This is Wind 101 for you. You've all heard about the bill and have been lobbied in one way or another. My encouragement to you would be to let us discuss it some more and try to make a real good bill out of it one way or another, so I'd urge your aye vote on it.
Is there any opposition? Seeing no opposition, the chief clerk will please call the roll.
Anderson.
Aye.
Bagby.
Aye.
Barbuto.
Aye.
Berger.
Aye.
Blake.
Aye.
Blickrey.
Aye.
Bonner.
Aye.
Brechtel.
Aye.
Brown.
Aye.
Buchanan.
Aye.
Byrd.
Aye.
Kennedy.
Aye.
Carson.
Aye.
Childers.
Aye.
Cohey.
Aye.
Connolly.
Aye.
Kraft.
Aye.
Davison.
Aye.
Dirks.
Aye.
Edmonds.
Aye.
Esquivel.
Aye.
Gilmore.
Aye.
Gingrey.
Aye.
Goggles.
Aye.
Hales.
Aye.
Hallinan excused. Hammonds.
Aye.
Harshman.
Aye.
Harvey.
Aye.
Illaway.
No.
Yagi.
Aye.
Jorgensen.
Aye.
Kimball.
Aye.
Landon.
Aye.
Lockhart.
Aye.
Lubno.
Aye.
Madden.
Aye.
McKim.
Aye.
McComey.
Aye.
Miller.
Aye.
Millen.
Aye.
Moniz.
Aye.
Patton.
Aye.
Peasley.
Aye.
Pedersen.
No.
Peterson.
Aye.
Philp excused. Korberg.
No.
Roscoe.
Aye.
Semlick.
Aye.
Shepperson.
Aye.
Stewart.
Aye.
Stubson.
No.
Teeters.
No.
Thompson.
Aye.
Throne excused. Wallace.
Aye.
Swanitzer Dan.
Aye.
Swanitzer Dave.
Aye.
Mr. Speaker.
No.
I am about to close the vote. Are there any changes? Lockhart, aye to no. Peasley, aye to no. Are there any other changes? The vote is closed. 49 ayes, 8 noes, 3 excused.
Having received a two-thirds majority, House Bill 101 is assigned to Committee Number 3, Revenue. The next bill for our consideration is House Bill 109.
House Bill 109, introduced by Representative Hammonds.
First reading of the bill.
An act relating to compulsory school attendance.
Representative Hammonds.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I move House Bill 109 for introduction and ask for your favorable support. In Wyoming, children under the age of 18 are considered minors, and as such, they are the legal responsibility of their parents or guardians. Our laws regarding minors are fairly consistent with regard to parental consent. If a 16-year-old wants a tattoo or pierced ears or body art or branding, they are required to have their parents' consent. If they want to get married at the age of 16, they are required to have their parents' consent. And if they want a driver's license, they are required to have their parents' consent. These issues are all spelled out in our Wyoming statutes. However, there is one law where parental consent is not required in the Wyoming statutes. When a minor child attains the age of 16 or completes 10th grade, he or she may drop out of school without their parents' consent. House Bill 109 would remedy this oversight in our statutes and create consistency with regard to parental consent. With its passage, parents would be required to give their consent in order for their 16-year-olds to drop out of school. Between 20 to 25% of our Wyoming kids drop out of school every year. For me, this is a top priority for our state, to do whatever we can to help these kids make a better choice. The bill before you is one small step in that direction. And for that reason, I ask for your support for House Bill 109.
Is there any opposition? Seeing no opposition, the chief clerk will please call the roll. Oh, excuse me. Representative Brechtel.
Thank you, Madam Chairman. I would only like to appeal to the body for personal rights. You know, I appreciate what the good representative wants to do here, but there's just this continual creep in government into personal lives. A person at 18 can go join the Army and various other things. Let's let the young people decide. Thank you.
Is there any other opposition? Representative Hammonds.
Madam Chair, House Bill 109 deals exclusively with the minors that are currently in our statutes regarding school attendance. And for that reason, I would encourage you to give them the same consistency of parental consent for their choice to drop out of school. I urge your support of this bill.
Chief Clerk will please call the roll.
Anderson. Bagby. Barbudo.
Aye.
Berger.
Aye.
Blake.
Aye.
Blickery.
Aye.
Bonner.
Aye.
Brechtel.
No.
Brown.
Aye.
Buchanan.
Aye.
Bird.
Aye.
Kennedy.
Aye.
Carson.
Aye.
Childers.
Aye.
Cohey.
Aye.
Connolly.
Aye.
Kraft.
Aye.
Davison.
Aye.
Dirks.
No.
Edmonds.
No.
Esquivel.
Aye.
Gilmore.
Aye.
Gingery. Goggles.
Aye.
Hales.
Aye.
Hallinan excused. Hammonds.
Aye.
Harshman.
Aye.
Harvey.
Aye.
Illaway.
Aye.
Gagey.
Aye.
Jorgensen.
Aye.
Kimball.
Aye.
Landon.
Aye.
Lockhart.
Aye.
Lubnow.
Aye.
Madden.
Aye.
McKim.
Aye.
McComey.
Aye.
Miller.
Aye.
Millen.
Aye.
Moniz.
Aye.
Patton.
Aye.
Peasley.
No.
Patterson.
Aye.
Peterson.
Philp
excused. Korberg.
Aye.
Roscoe.
Aye.
Semlick.
No.
Shepperson.
Aye.
Steward.
Aye.
Stubson.
Aye.
Teeters.
Aye.
Thompson.
Aye.
Throne excused. Wallace.
No.
Zwanitzer Dan.
Aye.
Zwanitzer Dave.
Aye.
Mr. Speaker.
Aye.
I am about to close the vote. Are there any changes? Landon. Aye to no. Are there any other changes? The vote is closed. 50 ayes, 7 noes, 3 excused.
Having received a two-thirds majority, House Bill 109 is referred to Committee Number 4, Education. The next bill for our consideration is House Bill 110.
House Bill 110, introduced by Representative McComey.
First reading of the bill.
An act relating to higher education endowment challenge programs.
Chairman McComey.
Thank you, Madam Chairman. One of the more successful programs that we've had in the last number of years and been able to use some of our resources that we were been blessed with has been the Endowment Challenge Program for the university and the community colleges. Whereas if somebody endows the college, it's matched. The state's been matching that. So it's been a 50% increase in the amount of money that they could raise. We don't have any money anymore to do that, to make those matches. We put the last bit of money we had last year into some of the community colleges and a little more into the University of Wyoming because they had some donors. What this bill does, it says that
these community colleges and the university can continue to receive donations, and they could count them at a time if the state ever has any more money and wants to redo the endowment program match again. They could keep this money and then apply this money that they've received to receive the challenge match. Now, and I was afraid that we'd have, you know, we wanted to make sure that we didn't obligate the state to something that we didn't want to. So the last paragraph in each under the college and the university's part reads, nothing in this section obligates the legislature to match accumulated substantial endowment gifts as authorized under subsection A of this section. The legislature reserves the right to modify or terminate the matching program at any time. That gives us a backup for this program. And I would appreciate an aye vote. Thank you very much.
Is there any opposition? Seeing no opposition, will the chief clerk please call the roll?
Anderson.
Aye.
Bagby.
Aye.
Barbudo.
Aye.
Berger.
Aye.
Blake.
Aye.
Blickrey.
Aye.
Bonner.
Aye.
Brechtel.
Aye.
Brown.
Aye.
Buchanan.
Aye.
Byrd.
Aye.
Kennedy.
Aye.
Carson.
Aye.
Childers.
Aye.
Cohey.
Aye.
Connolly.
Aye.
Kraft.
Aye.
Davison.
Aye.
Dirks.
Aye.
Edmonds.
Aye.
Esquivel.
Gilmore,
aye. Gingery,
aye.
Goggles,
aye.
Hales,
aye.
Hallinan excused, Hammonds,
aye.
Harshman,
aye.
Harvey,
aye.
Illaway,
aye.
Yagi,
aye.
Jorgensen,
aye.
Kimball,
aye.
Landon,
aye.
Lockhart,
aye.
Lubno,
aye.
Madden,
aye.
McKim,
aye.
McComey,
aye.
Miller,
aye.
Millen,
aye.
Moniz,
aye.
Patton,
aye.
Peasley,
Pedersen,
Peterson,
aye.
Philp excused, Korberg,
aye.
Roscoe,
aye.
Simlick,
aye.
Shepperson,
aye.
Stewart,
aye.
Stubson,
aye.
Teeters,
aye.
Thompson,
aye.
Throne excused, Wallace,
aye.
Swanitzer Dan,
aye.
Swanitzer Dave,
aye.
Mr. Speaker,
aye.
I am about to close the vote. Are there any changes? Are there any changes? The vote is closed, 57 ayes, 3 excused.
Having received the two-thirds majority necessary, House Bill 110 is referred to Committee Number 4, Education. The next bill for our consideration is House Bill 102.
House Bill 102, introduced by Representative Anderson.
First reading of the bill.
An act relating to livestock and brands.
Chairman Anderson.
Thank you, Madam Chairman. I move House Bill 12 for introduction and encourage an aye vote on it. This is a bill that will remove goats, llamas, and alpacas from the brand inspection necessary that it's in the law now. It came to me by those some people who are goat raisers and have checked with the livestock board. You see the fiscal impact on it is about $4,000. However, it costs way more than that to administer that thing. And incorporated in the law is if those goat people want to be part of the predators, they can voluntarily contribute to predator fees, thereby getting whatever assistance they can from predators. That'd be a voluntary on their part, and that's essentially what the bill does.
Is there any opposition? Seeing no opposition, will the chief clerk please call the roll?
Anderson.
Aye.
Bagby.
Aye.
Barbudo.
Aye.
Berger.
Aye.
Blake.
Aye.
Blickrey. Bonner,
aye.
Brechtel,
aye.
Brown,
aye.
Buchanan,
aye.
Byrd,
aye.
Kennedy,
aye.
Carson,
aye.
Childers,
aye.
Cohey,
aye.
Connolly,
aye.
Kraft,
aye.
Davison,
aye.
Dirks,
aye.
Edmonds,
aye.
Esquivel,
aye.
Gilmore,
aye.
Gingery,
aye.
Goggles,
aye.
Hales,
aye.
Hallinan excused, Hammonds,
aye.
Harshman,
aye.
Harvey, Illaway,
aye.
Yagi,
aye.
Jorgensen,
aye.
Kimball,
aye.
Landon,
aye.
Lockhart,
aye.
Lubno,
aye.
Madden,
no.
Madden,
no.
Madden, no, McKim,
aye.
McComey,
aye.
Miller,
aye.
Millen,
aye.
Moniz,
aye.
Patton,
aye.
Peasley,
aye.
Pedersen, Pedersen, Peterson,
aye.
Philp, excused. Korberg.
Aye.
Roscoe.
Aye.
Semlick.
Aye.
Semlick.
Aye.
Shepperson.
Aye.
Stewart.
Aye.
Stubson.
Aye.
Teeters.
Aye.
Thompson.
Aye.
Throne, excused. Wallace.
Aye.
Swanenser Dan.
No.
Swanenser Dave.
Aye.
Mr. Speaker.
Aye.
Patterson.
Aye.
I am about to close the vote. Are there any changes? Are there any changes? The vote is closed. 55 ayes, 2 noes, 3 excused.
Having received a two-thirds majority, House Bill 102 has been referred to Committee Number 5, Agriculture. The next bill for our consideration is House Joint Resolution Number 10.
House Joint Resolution Number 10, introduced by Representative Simpson.
First reading of the bill.
A joint resolution requesting Congress to reaffirm the primacy of Wyoming's water rights.
Speaker Simpson.
Thank you. I move for introduction, House Joint Resolution 10. Article 8, Section 1 of the Wyoming Constitution provides that the water of all natural streams, springs, lakes, or other collections of still water within the boundaries of the state are hereby declared to be the property of the state. It further goes on to indicate that with water being essential to industrial prosperity of limited amount and of easy of diversion from its natural channels, its control must be in the state. In 1972, Congress passed the Federal Water Pollution Control Act, and there was an amendment inserted into that act in 1980 called the Wallop Amendment that ensured and stated that policy of Congress, it is the policy of Congress that the authority of each state to allocate quantities of water within its jurisdiction shall not be superseded, abrogated, or otherwise impaired. And that is being threatened with attempts in Congress to amend the Clean Water Act. There's a bill currently pending, and this resolution would strongly state Wyoming's position that we have primacy over our waters and that we do not agree with the definition replacing the term navigable water that is controlled under the Clean Water Restoration Act with the term waters of the United States. And I urge your adoption.
Is there any opposition? Seeing no opposition, will the chief clerk please call the roll?
Anderson.
Aye.
Bagby.
Aye.
Barbudo.
Aye.
Berger.
Aye.
Blake.
Aye.
Flickrey.
Aye.
Fawner.
Aye.
Brechtel.
Aye.
Brown.
Aye.
Buchanan.
Aye.
Byrd.
Aye.
Kennedy.
Aye.
Carson.
Aye.
Childers.
Aye.
Cohey.
Aye.
Connolly.
No.
Kraft.
Aye.
Davison.
Aye.
Dirks.
Aye.
Edmonds.
Aye.
Esquivel.
Aye.
Gilmore.
Aye.
Gingery.
Aye.
Goggles.
No.
Hales.
No.
Hallinan, excused. Hammonds.
Aye.
Harshman.
Aye.
Harvey.
Aye.
Illaway.
Aye.
Yagi.
Aye.
Jorgensen.
No.
Kimball.
Aye.
Landon.
Aye.
Lockhart.
Aye.
Lubnow.
Aye.
Madden.
Aye.
McKim.
Aye.
McComey.
Aye.
Miller.
Aye.
Millen. Millen.
Aye.
Moniz.
Aye.
Patton. Peasley.
Aye.
Patterson.
Aye.
Peterson.
Aye.
Philp, excused. Korberg.
Aye.
Roscoe.
Aye.
Semlick.
Aye.
Shepperson.
Aye.
Stewart.
Aye.
Stubson.
Aye.
Teeters.
Aye.
Thompson.
Aye.
Throne, excused. Wallace.
Aye.
Swanenser Dan.
Aye.
Swanenser Dave.
Aye.
Mr. Speaker.
Aye.
I am about to close the vote. Are there any changes? Are there any changes? The vote is closed. 53 ayes, 4 noes, 3 excused.
Having received a two-thirds majority necessary, House Joint Resolution Number 10 is referred to Committee Number 5, Agriculture. The next bill for our consideration is House Bill Number 99.
House Bill 99, introduced by Representative Childers.
First reading of the bill.
An act relating to public records, wolf hunting licenses.
Chairman Childers.
Madam Chair, I don't want any laughing on this. Madam Chair, I introduce House Bill 99, Public Records Wolf Hunting Licenses. And basically what this is, should the state of Wyoming ever get around to be able to issue hunting licenses for the gray wolf,
that those applications or those licenses be kept confidential. We've noticed actually in Idaho and Montana, at least some of the emails that I've received, there's a certain amount of harassment of people that are shooting low, since there is a difference of opinion about whether they are at a delisting stage or not. And this state, I believe, should set up the records that they're confidential and they won't be bothered by these people. So I urge your passage of the bill.
Is there any opposition? Seeing no opposition, will the chief clerk please call the roll?
Anderson. Anderson. Bagby.
Aye.
Barbudo.
No.
Berger.
Aye.
Blake.
Aye.
Flickrey.
Aye.
Bonner.
No.
Brechtel.
Aye.
Brown.
Aye.
Buchanan.
Aye.
Bird.
Aye.
Kennedy.
Aye.
Carson.
Aye.
Childers.
Aye.
Carson.
Aye.
Childers.
Aye.
Cohey.
Aye.
Connolly.
No.
Kraft.
Aye.
Davison.
Aye.
Dirks.
Aye.
Edmonds.
Aye.
Esquivel.
Aye.
Gilmore.
Aye.
Gingery.
Aye.
Goggles.
Aye.
Hales.
Aye.
Hallinan excused. Hammonds.
Aye.
Harshman.
Aye.
Harvey.
Aye.
Illaway.
No.
Yagi.
Aye.
Jorgensen.
No.
Kimball. Landon. Lockhart.
Aye.
Lubno.
Aye.
Madden.
Aye.
McKim.
Aye.
McComey.
Aye.
Miller.
Aye.
Millen.
Aye.
Moniz.
Aye.
Patton.
Aye.
Peasley.
Aye.
Pedersen.
Aye.
Peterson.
Aye.
Philp excused. Korberg.
Aye.
Roscoe.
Aye.
Semlick.
Aye.
Shepperson.
Aye.
Stewart.
Aye.
Stubson.
Aye.
Teeters.
Aye.
Thompson.
No.
Throne excused. Wallace.
Aye.
Swanitzer Dan.
Aye.
Swanitzer Dave.
Aye.
Mr. Speaker.
Aye.
Anderson.
Aye.
I'm about to close the vote. Are there any changes? Are there any changes? The vote is closed. 51 ayes, 6 noes, 3 excused.
Having received the two-thirds majority, House Bill number 99 is referred to Committee number 6, Travel. The next bill for our consideration is House Bill 107.
House Bill 107, introduced by Representative Dan Swanitzer.
First reading of the bill.
An act relating to boxing.
Representative Swanitzer.
Thank you, Madam Chairwoman. I bring House Bill 107 and ask for its favorable introduction. Wyoming is one of less than 8 states remaining that has no regulation over mixed martial arts or MMA fighting. Many of you have heard or seen this new type of fighting competition going on in our state. It's not just boxing anymore. It's wrestling, street fighting, kickboxing. One of our great colleagues here in the body, who's at the other mic right now, is a participant in this. A lot of people come to watch these fights, and the problem is there's no regulation. This bill was brought to me by the MMA fighters themselves and competitors in this arena asking for some basic safety regulations. This year in my county, we had 4 people sent to the hospital. We've had people with permanent debilitating injuries in Rock Springs and Gillette this past year. The bill is as minimal a regulatory bill as I could draft. It gives complete local control to cities or counties to have these fights. It basically says, A, you have to have time frame set for how long the fight can last, based on the city or county, what they want. You have to have basic requirements for gloves and safety equipment. The fighters have to be looked at by a doctor. You have to have a competent referee. The city and county above that can do whatever they want in regulation as they see fit. These fights do bring crowds. They bring a lot of money into communities in the state. A lot of other states get a lot of tax revenue from this. My goal is not for that. It's basically for safety of the fighters. The fighters also tell me that having these basic regulations in place will bring bigger venues to our state and attract bigger fights, bigger competitions. The number 2 fighter in the country right now in MMA is actually from Lander, Wyoming. It'd be nice if we could give him a home fight for sure. I do believe this is a serious issue going on in our state that needs to be resolved this year. I would ask to stand for any questions, knowing that I'm going to get some.
Is there any opposition? Representative Pedersen.
Madam Chairman, I guess you begin this with a mea culpa because my name's on it, right? When I backed this bill, I was excited about the opportunity to bring in larger opportunities, perhaps more revenue to the state of Wyoming. I'd love to see a fighting championship that is ultimate come to Wyoming. And as an avid participant in Muay Thai and Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu, I'm passionate about the sport, but I feel that we haven't fully vetted this, and I'd like to look at it in the interim with the good sponsor and perhaps come up with something better next time around for you guys.
Representative Escobar.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I also have some concerns about this slippery slope. This body, a couple years ago, there was a bill to try and create a Wyoming Boxing Council. I think that's the best way to go to have regulation for this type of sport that's taking place in our state. They do have pre-fight exams and post-fight exams, and from the ones that I've seen, they also have sheriffs on duty there, certified EMTs on duty there. They are governing themselves. These athletes are trained, and they know what they're getting into, and sometimes they do get hurt, but they make that choice to do that.
Is there any other opposition? Representative Zwanister, you have 30-second rebuttal.
Thank you, Madam Chairwoman. There are a lot of good actors in the state, and things are going very well in many of the instances. This industry is also very small in Wyoming, and there's a lot more money in this than most of you would expect. You bring some oversight to the industry, and there is some pushback from certain people. Some of you may have gotten an email, rather not friendly this morning. But if you send it to committee, you'll hear firsthand what's going on and what the problems are, voted up or down in committee. But I think the stories are relevant and what has happened to people's lives in this state based on no regulation, no oversight.
Chief Clerk will please call the roll.
Anderson.
No.
Bagby.
Aye.
Barbudo.
No.
Berger.
Aye.
Blake. Flickrey, Bonner,
aye.
Brechtel,
no.
Brown,
no.
Buchanan,
no.
Byrd,
no.
Kennedy,
no.
Carson, Childers,
aye.
Carson excused, Childers, aye, Cohey,
no.
Connolly,
aye.
Kraft, Davison,
no.
Dirks,
aye.
Edmonds,
no.
Esquivel,
no.
Gilmore,
no.
Gingery,
no.
Goggles,
no.
Hales,
aye.
Hallinan excused, Hammonds,
aye.
Harshman,
no.
Harvey,
no.
Illaway,
no.
Yagi,
no.
Jorgensen,
no.
Kimball,
aye.
Landon,
no.
Lockhart,
aye.
Lubno,
no.
Madden,
no.
McKim, McComey,
no.
Miller,
no.
Millen,
no.
Moniz,
no.
Patton,
no.
Peasley,
aye.
Pedersen,
no.
Peterson,
no.
Philp excused, Korberg,
no.
Roscoe,
no.
Simlick,
no.
Shepperson,
no.
Stewart,
no.
Stubson,
no.
Teeters,
no.
Thompson,
aye.
Throne excused, Wallace,
no.
Zwanitzer Dan, Zwanitzer Dave,
aye.
Mr. Speaker,
aye.
I am about to...
No.
Would he... Mr. Speaker, no. I am about to close the vote. Are there any changes? The vote is closed. 17 ayes, 39 noes, 4 excused.
Having failed to receive a two-thirds majority, House Bill 107 is indefinitely postponed. The next bill for our consideration is House Bill 108.
House Bill 108, introduced by Representative Simpson.
First reading of the bill.
An act relating to health insurance reform.
Speaker Simpson.
Thank you. I move the introduction of House Bill 108 that creates the Wyoming Affordable HSA, which means Health Savings Account, Eligible High Deductible Health Plan Act. And the bill has legislative intent on page 2. It gives flexible guidelines to the insurance commissioner to design plans that increase the availability and authorize insurers authorize insurers to offer these in this state, and encourages the offering of affordable accounts and the affordability. So what it does is say, if you're an insurer, we would like you to offer high deductible health savings account plans in Wyoming that qualify under the federal tax code. And if you do that, you will get a waiver of the premium tax that you would normally pay in Wyoming with the insurance commissioner on that policy that you write. It's an incentive to them to have more options available, and the health savings accounts are great in allowing people to use before tax dollars to invest in their accounts and then pay their medical expenses and understand where their money is going, have more control over that, and I'm all for that in terms of insurance and bringing back the individual responsibility into how you use your insurance and the money that you earn to pay your insurance and your medical expenses. Thank you.
Is there any opposition? Chairman Lockhart.
Thank you, Madam Chairman. Much of in this bill I support, and certainly the intents are right. But I think the federal government's learned in their recent experiences a very complex area, and I'd urge some caution as you address this issue of medical care insurance, because it is a complex and very important area.
Representative Jorgensen.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I'd like to speak to this briefly. We have been assured in this body that health care is going to be taken care of by the private market in this state. And I don't know why that private market can't offer what needs to be offered without getting their taxes rebated to them. Thank you, Madam Chair.
Is there any other opposition? Speaker Simpson, you have 30-second rebuttal.
Thank you. Very limited market, small number of insurers. Let's entice people to come into Wyoming and write. This is a model that's worked in other states. It's a small fee relative to what it brings into the states and what it does for the insured. High availability and affordability is what we're trying to achieve, and we're trying to do it on a state level and not wait for federal action.
Chief Clerk will please call the roll.
Anderson.
Aye.
Bagby.
Aye.
Barbudo.
No.
Berger.
Aye.
Blake.
No.
Flickrey.
Aye.
Bonner.
Conflict.
Bonner conflict. Brechtel.
Aye.
Brown.
Aye.
Buchanan.
Aye.
Bird.
Aye.
Kennedy.
Aye.
Carson excused. Childers.
Aye.
Cohey.
Aye.
Connolly.
Aye.
Kraft.
No.
Davison.
Aye.
Dirks.
Aye.
Edmonds.
Aye.
Esquivel.
Aye.
Gilmore.
Aye.
Gingery.
Aye.
Goggles.
Aye.
Hales.
No.
Hallinan excused. Hammonds.
No.
Harshman.
Aye.
Harvey.
Aye.
Illaway. Yagi.
Aye.
Jorgensen.
No.
Kimball.
No.
Landon.
Aye.
Lockhart.
Conflict.
Lockhart conflict. Lubno.
Aye.
Madden.
Aye.
Madden, aye. McKim.
Aye.
McComey.
Aye.
Miller.
Aye.
Millen.
Aye.
Moniz.
Aye.
Patton.
Aye.
Peasley.
Aye.
Patterson.
Aye.
Peterson.
Aye.
Philp excused. Corberg.
Aye.
Roscoe. Simlick.
Aye.
Shepperson.
Aye.
Stewart.
Aye.
Stubson.
Aye.
Teeters.
Aye.
Thompson.
No.
Throne excused. Wallace.
Aye.
Zwanitzer Dan.
Aye.
Zwanitzer Dave.
No.
Mr. Speaker.
Aye.
I am about to close the vote. Are there any changes? Carson?
No.
Carson, no. Are there any other changes? The vote is closed. 44 ayes, 11 noes, 3 excused, 2 conflict.
Having received a two-thirds majority, House Bill number 7 is referred to Committee number 7, Corporations. I'm sorry, House Bill 108 has been referred to Committee number 7, Corporations. The next bill for our consideration is House Bill 103.
House Bill 103, introduced by Representative Esquivel.
First reading of the bill.
An act relating to motor vehicles, cancer prevention and awareness, special license plates.
Representative Esquivel.
Thank you, Madam Chairman. I'd like to move for introduction House Bill 103, Wyoming Cancer Awareness and Specialty Plates. Hopefully you've all seen this handout that shows all the specialty plates that are out there in the state of Wyoming currently.
And when you look at this, you see a pattern that most of them are for veterans, and we actually passed another one earlier, so it's either military or veterans, which I've certainly been supportive of. We should be recognizing those people that have fought battles at sea and on other in other countries, foreign lands, but we haven't done anything to recognize the people that are fighting battles right here in the state of Wyoming, and it's not just our veterans and other men, it's women and children too. Not only that, this bill, I was going to say, has the potential to raise more money than all these put together. It will raise more money than all these put together. Now, just based on what you heard this morning, over 25,000 cancer survivors in the state of Wyoming. And when I was looking at the bill, I wanted to find a Vietnam veteran who was affected by cancer. And he went to Vietnam. He walked in, but he didn't walk out. He came back, lost both his legs, raised a family, grandchildren, even great-grandchildren. For 35 years, he blew taps at the Veterans Day ceremony out here at Bethel Cemetery. This last year, the Honor Guard knew that he wasn't going to make it, and they had a soldier from Iraq bring a flag back, and they took it to his house and raised it up on his flagpole. And 2 days later, he passed away. So later that week, taps was played for him. He told me that if he had the choice to go back to Vietnam or do this again, he would gladly go back to Vietnam, and we know how terrible that is. I think that put a picture in my mind about what people actually go through when they go through the chemotherapy treatments, the radiation treatments, and even some of us in this...
Time. Is there any opposition? Chairman McComey.
Thank you, Madam Chairman. You're looking at a three-year cancer survivor. And I think this license plate, I have no problem with the license plate. What I don't like is the diversion of some of the money into a specific fund someplace else. The fiscal note shows that it's saving money because this is going to displace money that we're now appropriating to this commission or to this other body, it looks like here. But I don't think we want to get started. We've got two bills this session that's going to use our license plate to divert money to this organization and that organization. And where does it stop? They're all good causes. And I think we have to be very careful about what we're doing. I will support the bill this time and amend it on the floor, or if it isn't amended in committee. But I don't think we should start using our license plates
time
to direct revenue.
Is there any other opposition? Chairman Landon.
Thank you, Madam Chairman. I'm coming to think that we should oppose all these license plates proposals. In part, Article 1 and Section 2 reads all members of the human race are equal, and it just sort of implies that some reason, because I'm a firefighter or because I'm a veteran or because I'm a whatever, University of Wyoming graduate, that I'm different from other people in the state of Wyoming, that I'm in some way special. Well, you're not. You're equal. And so I would advocate that we not have any more licenses, and I hope in the future that we can eliminate these and all become one citizen of Wyoming once again and get rid of all this silliness.
Is there any other opposition? Representative Escobel, you have 30-second rebuttal.
Thank you, Madam Chairman. Well, this bill will not divert any revenue away from cities and counties and states. Well, you still pay that. You just pay that additional $100. We just reissued license plate last year, and everybody that has that Devil's Tower license plate, did you give it back to the county? Did you give it back to the state? It's probably in your garage. It's your personal property. It's your choice. It's your freedom. It's your right, your liberty, your privilege, and your honor to do what you want to do with that property.
Chief Clerk will please call the roll.
Anderson.
No.
Bagby.
Aye.
Barbudo.
Aye.
Berger.
No.
Blake.
Aye.
Flickery.
Aye.
Bonner.
No.
Brechtel.
No.
Brown.
Aye.
Buchanan.
Aye.
Byrd.
Aye.
Kennedy.
Aye.
Carson.
Aye.
Childers.
Aye.
Cohey.
No.
Connolly.
Aye.
Kraft.
Aye.
Davison.
Aye.
Dirks.
Aye.
Edmonds.
Aye.
Edmonds.
No.
Esquivel.
Aye.
Gilmore.
Aye.
Gingery.
No.
Goggles.
Aye.
Hales. Hallinan excused. Hammonds.
Aye.
Harshman.
No.
Harvey.
No.
Illaway.
Aye.
Yagi.
Aye.
Jorgensen.
No.
Kimball.
Aye.
Landon.
No.
Lockhart.
Aye.
Lubno.
No.
Madden.
No.
McKim.
Aye.
McComey.
Aye.
Miller.
Aye.
Millen.
Aye.
Moniz.
Aye.
Patton.
No.
Peasley.
No.
Pedersen.
Aye.
Peterson.
No.
Philp excused. Korberg.
No.
Roscoe.
No.
Simlick.
No.
Shepperson.
No.
Stewart.
No.
Stubson.
No.
Teeters.
No.
Thompson.
Aye.
Throne excused. Wallace.
No.
Zwanitzer Dan.
No.
Zwanitzer Dave.
No.
Mr. Speaker.
Aye.
I am about to close the vote. Are there any changes? Are there any changes? The vote is closed. 31 ayes, 26 noes, 3 excused.
Having failed to receive a two-thirds majority, House Bill 103 is indefinitely postponed. Representative Peterson, you may have privilege of the floor.
Thank you, Madam Chairman. I'd like to introduce a guest here up here in our South Gallery, a Laramie kid, graduate of the University of Wyoming, worked for Senator Simpson, and he was a chief of staff for Senator Thomas and is now the current chief of staff for Senator Barrasso. I'd like you to all welcome Sean Whitman.
Welcome to the House, Mr. Whitman. The next bill for our consideration is House Bill number 89.
House Bill 89, introduced by Representative Gilmore.
First reading of the bill.
An act relating to construction contracts with public entities, resident contractor preferences.
Representative Gilmore.
Thank you, Madam Chairman, Speaker. Pardon me. I've learned to not say simple bill, but this is a jobs bill. It's basically brings jobs back to Wyoming that we were losing to out-of-state contractors, and it sheds a lot of light on the bid shopping that has gone on with our subs. So the only thing I've highlighted on this entire bill is that bids are required to be open in public, and it causes contractors at that time to not be able to shop for bids. And it's supported by the construction industry. Some of you may have gotten some emails saying that's not true, but after I've talked to their lobbyists, they support me. So I don't have a lot to say about it. It's a fairly simple bill. It gives the 5% preference back to the subs. This kind of was initiated through our school facilities. They were complaining that the block layers and stuff were coming in from out of state after they'd give a legitimate bid and felt they were getting taken advantage of. So this is just to put our contractors in Wyoming back to work in Wyoming on Wyoming projects paid with our taxpayers' money. And I hope there's no opposition. Thank you.
Is there any opposition? Representative Lubnow.
Thank you, Madam Chairman. Just a question. We've passed in the recent years some alternate design and construction delivery methods, construction manager at risk, design build, that don't necessarily take bids. But I see in the bill that we're taking out that unless an alternate design and construction delivery method is used and making all bids open, so I don't know if it's opposition, but questioning the language in the bill and if we've thought through it all the way.
Is there any other opposition? Seeing none, Representative Gilmore, you may have a 30-second rebuttal.
That's fixable pretty easily by deleting a couple of lines, 9 through 12, and I have everyone interested in doing that, so So vote yes, and let's move it on, and it's still a jobs bill.
Will the chief clerk please call the roll?
Anderson. Aye. Bagby.
Aye.
Barbudo.
Aye.
Berger.
Aye.
Blake.
Aye.
Blickrey.
Aye.
Bonner.
Aye.
Brechtel.
Aye.
Brown.
No.
Buchanan.
Aye.
Bird.
Aye.
Kennedy.
No.
Kennedy.
Aye.
Carson.
Aye.
Childers.
Aye.
Cohey.
Aye.
Connolly.
Aye.
Kraft.
Aye.
Davison.
Aye.
Dirks.
Aye.
Edmonds.
Aye.
Esquivel.
Aye.
Gilmore.
Aye.
Gingery.
Aye.
Goggles.
Aye.
Hales.
Aye.
Hallinan excused. Hammonds.
Aye.
Harshman.
Aye.
Harvey.
Aye.
Illaway.
Aye.
Yagi.
Aye.
Jorgensen.
Aye.
Kimball.
Aye.
Landon.
Aye.
Lockhart.
Aye.
Lubnow.
Aye.
Madden.
Aye.
McKim.
Aye.
McComey.
Aye.
Miller.
Aye.
Millen.
Aye.
Moniz.
Aye.
Patton.
No.
Peasley.
No.
Pedersen.
Aye.
Peterson.
Aye.
Philp excused. Korberg.
Aye.
Roscoe.
Aye.
Semlick.
Aye.
Shepperson.
Aye.
Stewart.
Aye.
Stubson.
No.
Teeters.
Aye.
Thompson.
Aye.
Throne excused. Wallace.
No.
Zwanitzer Dan.
Aye.
Zwanitzer Dave.
Aye.
Mr. Speaker.
Aye.
I am about to close the vote. Are there any changes? Are there any changes? The vote is closed. 52 ayes, 5 noes, 3 excused.
Having received a two-thirds majority, House Bill number 89 is referred to Committee number 9, Minerals. Ladies and gentlemen, we are going to move House Bill number 93 to the bottom of the list. And so the next bill for our consideration is House Bill number 97.
House Bill 97, introduced by Representative Harshman.
First reading of the bill.
An act relating to nuclear energy.
Representative Harshman.
Thank you, Madam Chairman. I move for introduction of House Bill 97 and ask for your favorable consideration. Ladies and gentlemen, this is just a simple little study bill. If you look at Section 1, we have two members from the Senate appointed by the President of the Senate. Page 2, Romanette 2, two members from this body. Romanette 3, three members appointed by the Governor. Small task force that will be staffed by our LSO. And our folks are eager and ready to do it, capable to do it. And we're going to look at the nuclear power generation industry. And as you know, the State of the Union address, President Barack Obama increased President Bush's $13 billion in loan guarantees now in his new budget to $55 billion in loan guarantees. There are currently 61 plants around the world that are under construction, another 121 permitted. It's not whether nuclear power is going to be part of this century's power mix for the United States. It already is. It generates 23% of our energy and 70% of our non-carbon green energy. So it's going to be a part of the mix. The question is, I think, is whether Wyoming will poise itself to be a player in this new renaissance of nuclear power generation. And the jobs are phenomenal. There's 3,000 construction jobs at these plants, 700 permanent, high-tech, NASA, high-paying, permanent jobs that really can change our state. And whether it's possible or not, and this is something that's long-term, be 10, 20 years down the road, long after we're gone from this body. But I would just say this. You know, just our neighbor to the north in Montana has twice the coal reserves of Wyoming. They have twice the recoverable coal reserves, yet they only mine 10% of what Wyoming does. And there's a reason for that, because people who sat in this chamber 40 years ago thought, let's look at the future and maybe incentivize this. And look how coal has changed our state.
Time.
And thank you.
Is there any opposition? Representative Korberg.
Madam Chairman, I want to rise to a point of order. I didn't want to interrupt my good colleague from Natrona County, but we're seeing a little bit of creep of the use of personal names and references on the floor of the House, so I just would like to remind the body about referring to the President of the United States by name. Thank you.
Is there any opposition? Seeing none, will the chief clerk please call the roll?
Anderson.
Aye.
Bagby.
Aye.
Barbudo.
Aye.
Berger.
Aye.
Blake.
Aye.
Flickery.
Aye.
Bonner.
Aye.
Brechtel.
Aye.
Brown.
Aye.
Buchanan.
Aye.
Byrd.
Aye.
Kennedy.
Aye.
Carson.
Aye.
Childers.
Aye.
Cohey.
Aye.
Connolly.
No.
Kraft.
Aye.
Davison.
Aye.
Dirks.
Aye.
Edmonds.
Aye.
Esquivel.
Aye.
Gilmore. Gingery,
aye.
Goggles,
aye.
Hales,
aye.
Hallinan excused, Hammonds,
aye.
Harshman,
aye.
Harvey,
aye.
Illaway,
aye.
Yagi,
aye.
Jorgensen,
aye.
Kimball,
aye.
Landon,
aye.
Lockhart,
aye.
Lubno,
aye.
Madden,
aye.
McKim,
aye.
McComey,
aye.
Miller,
aye.
Millen,
aye.
Moniz,
aye.
Patton,
aye.
Peasley,
aye.
Pedersen, Peterson, Philp excused, Korberg, Roscoe, Simlick, Shepperson, Stewart, Stubson, Teeters, Thompson, Throne excused, Wallace, Swanitzer Dan, Swanitzer Dave, Mr. Speaker, I am about to close the vote. Are there any changes? The vote is closed. 56 ayes, 1 no, 3 excused.
Having received a two-thirds majority, House Bill number 97 is referred to Committee number 9, Minerals. The next bill for our consideration is House Bill number 105.
House Bill 105, introduced by Representative Kimball.
First reading of the bill.
An act relating to alcoholic beverages, bar and grill licenses, catering permits.
Representative Kimball.
Madam Chair, I know I'm not supposed to say this is simple, but everybody's been doing it, so this bill is simple. I basically was walking the street and asked some colleagues of mine in the town that I live if there were a problem that they had. I was just new at this job. And I had a gentleman, young gentleman, tell me that he was unable to, with his bar and grill license, cater events such as weddings, and I doubt if there's any bar mitzvahs there, but things of that nature. And I didn't know about it, so I did some research on it and decided, yeah, that would be a simple fix. So if you can pay attention to the actual House bill itself, it basically is pretty simple. It simply extends bar and grill licenses the ability to cater with a full bar. At present, they're only able to cater without alcohol, or if they have another license with, you know, beer, if they have a brewery license or whatever. I would urge you to pass this bill. I ask your favorable consideration, and I would like to now introduce it, letting you realize, hopefully, gosh, this is a market system. We're in a capitalist system. I don't see any reason why we shouldn't have competition. I'm sure there are people who won't like it, but I still believe in competition. Okay? I'll stand for questions.
Is there any opposition? Representative Brown.
Thank you, Madam Chairman. I hate to do this, but I need to oppose this bill. Not that it couldn't be amended to work correctly in committee, but there are two groups of licensees that have catering permits, full retail licenses and resort licenses. You have three other groups, club, let me see if I can get them all here, club licenses, restaurant licenses and bar and grill licenses that cannot have catering permits. If we want to talk about catering permits, we ought to consider the full range of those licenses and a valuable attribute of one license that's being compromised for in favor of another without taking into account the other licenses that don't have the same thing. And it's just, we need to consider the full dynamic and not just make one exception for one kind of license. So for that reason, I'm opposed to the bill.
Representative Illaway.
Thank you, Madam Chairman. I, too, must speak against this particular piece of legislation, proposed legislation. This is clearly something that needs to be discussed in the interim. The entire piece of restaurant, bars, grills, liquor license, the whole thing was much more complicated and requires a lot more time than just a few minutes during a budget session. So I would tell the good representative from the southwest part of the state, Let us take a look at it in the interim. It's a much better time to do so.
Representative Kimball, you have 30-second rebuttal.
I had also considered the restaurant and all of those. And, yes, I would like my great colleagues from south of here in this vicinity, I'd very much like to add to all of them. I think we need to have a level playing field. I don't particularly – I only picked bar and grill because that was the only one I was really aware of. But if you would like to add restaurant and all those in a friendly amendment, I'd be more than willing to do so if it gets to the floor.
The chief clerk will please call the roll.
Anderson.
No.
Bagby.
Aye.
Barbuto.
No.
Berger.
No.
Blake.
Aye.
Flickery.
No.
Bonner.
No.
Brechtel.
No.
Brown.
No.
Buchanan.
No.
Bird.
No.
Kennedy.
No.
Carson.
No.
Childers.
No.
Cohey.
Aye.
Connolly.
Aye.
Kraft.
Aye.
Davison. Dirks,
aye.
Edmonds,
no.
Esquivel,
aye.
Gilmore,
aye.
Gingery,
no.
Goggles,
aye.
Hales,
no.
Hallinan excused, Hammonds,
aye.
Harshman,
aye.
Harvey,
no.
Illaway,
no.
Yagi,
no.
Jorgensen,
aye.
Kimball,
aye.
Landon,
aye.
Lockhart,
no.
Lubnow,
no.
Madden,
no.
McKim,
no.
McComey,
no.
Miller,
aye.
Millen,
aye.
Moniz,
no.
Patton,
no.
Peasley,
no.
Pedersen,
aye.
Peterson,
no.
Philp excused, Korberg,
no.
Roscoe,
aye.
Simlick,
no.
Shepperson,
no.
Stewart,
no.
Stubson,
no.
Teeters,
aye.
Thompson,
aye.
Throne excused, Wallace, Swanitzer Dan.
Aye.
Swanitzer Dave.
Aye.
Mr. Speaker.
Aye.
I am about to close the vote. Are there any changes? Are there any changes? The vote is closed. 24 ayes, 33 noes, 3 excused.
Having failed to receive a two-thirds majority, House Bill 105 is indefinitely postponed. The next bill for our consideration is House Bill 106.
House Bill 106, introduced by Representative Pedersen.
First reading of the bill.
An act relating to economic development, small business investment credit.
Representative Pedersen.
Owen? Oh, I'm sorry. I'll go. Especially in this economic climate, traditional sources of funding aren't available for small businesses. You have tighter rules for lending because banks are required to keep more capital on hand, and traditional venture capital firms are entering much later stages of small businesses. And so how do we fill this gap funding? We have a period of time when jobs are being lost in the state, and this is a great way to get started on providing those jobs today. I have a study from a university in Wyoming that was done on this particular bill, as it's modeled after 29 other states have done this bill. 10 other states have done this program 29 other times, including the Roll Tide state, the Show Me state. State makes a lot of cheese, the Big Apple, the state to the south of us, and the Lone Star State. Each one of them has done it to the tune of hundreds of millions of dollars multiple times because they've had so much success creating tens of thousands of jobs and creating with viable incomes. The study, as we have it, shows from the history that we will create around 2,200 jobs at an average salary of $38,000, and that's a considerable amount for this state, both in income and in number of jobs. The net return to the state, because we will receive money back from the distribution of this, will be over $60 million for a $30 million credit given over 7 years at $4.3 million each time. I get an average of a 6-to-1 follow-along capital with this, so we're actually going to be leveraging our money, and we're using the tax incentive in order to create a triple-A rated investment for the insurance companies that are investing in these small businesses as they are in Wyoming, less than 100 employees, 60% of which reside in our state, and it is housed in the state of Wyoming. So we are investing in Wyoming-only companies.
Thank you, Representative Pedersen. Is there any opposition? Seeing none, will the chief clerk please call the roll?
Anderson. Bagby. Barbudo. Berger. Blake. Blickrey. Bonner. Rectal. Brown. Buchanan. Bird. Kennedy. Carson. Childers. Cohey. Connolly. Kraft. Davison. Dirks. Edmonds. Esquivel. Gilmore. Gingery. Goggles. Hales. Hallinan excused. Hammonds. Harshman. Harvey. Illaway. Yagi. Jorgensen. Kimball. Landon. Lockhart. Lubno. Madden. McKim. McComey. Miller. Millen. Moniz. Patton. Peasley. Pedersen. Peterson. Philp excused. Korberg. Roscoe. Simlick. Shepperson. Stewart. Stubson. Teeters. Thompson. Throne excused. Wallace. Zwanitzer Dan. Zwanitzer Dave. Mr. Speaker, I am about to close the vote. Are there any changes? Are there any changes? The vote is closed. 56 ayes, 1 no, 3 excused.
Having received a two-thirds majority, House Bill 106 is referred to Committee Number 9, Minerals. The next bill for our consideration is House Bill 111.
House Bill 111, introduced by Representative Simpson.
First reading of the bill.
An act relating to public utilities, electric transmission, consideration of regional issues.
Speaker Simpson.
Thank you. I move for introduction, House Bill 111. Ladies and gentlemen, a great initiative we had last year was the Western States Energy and Environment Symposium that was hosted in October of 2009. It was clear from all of the participating states that the key issue was transmission. And one of the ways to address that was to look at consideration of regional issues. And that's what this bill follows up on, is that concept of how you develop on a regional basis a common set of facts, and then you could even conduct hearings together. But you have to make decisions independently under the ethics laws. But you can consider things together and look at regional benefits. One thing that you need to understand is under what's called the multi-state protocol right now, Wyoming participates with three other states in building transmission. We share in the cost of system assets. For instance, one's being built in Utah for $250 million. Our share is 16%. If something is built in Wyoming, other states will participate on that. But we do not share in what are called local assets, in what it might cost a state to maybe meet a regional portfolio standard. We're only sharing in what is the market rate of that power. So if you have concerns about, oh, gosh, will we be paying for other states meeting their regional portfolio standards, I don't want that to happen, and there's some language in here that addresses that. I would like this to go forward so we can have a lot of discussion about this, because it's a very complex issue, regional transmission, and it needs some discussion. But it's an initiative that we had last year. Let's keep it moving.
Is there any opposition? Seeing none, will the chief clerk please call the roll?
Anderson. Bagby. Barbudo. Berger. Blake. Blickrey. Bonner, Rectal, Brown, Buchanan, Bird, Kennedy, Carson, Childers, Cohey, Connolly, Kraft, Davison, Dirks, Edmonds, Esquivel, Gilmore, Gingery, Goggles, Hales, Hallinan excused, Hammonds, Harshman, Harvey, Illaway, Yagi, Jorgensen, Kimball, Landon, Lockhart, Lubno, Madden, McKim, McComey, Miller, Millen, Moniz, Patton, Peasley, Pedersen, Peterson, Philp excused, Korberg, Roscoe, Simlick, Shepperson, Stewart,
aye.
Stubson,
aye.
Teeters.
Aye.
Thompson.
Aye.
Throne excused. Wallace.
Aye.
Swanitzer Dan.
Aye.
Swanitzer Dave.
Aye.
Mr. Speaker.
Aye.
I am about to close the vote. Are there any changes? Are there any changes? The vote is closed. 57 ayes, 3 excused.
Having received a two-thirds majority, House Bill 111 is referred to Committee Number 9, Minerals.
Madam Chairman,
Representative Stewart, you may have the privilege of the floor.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Friends and neighbors, would you please join me in welcoming again their yearly trip to visit us in Campman High School senior class for government and economics, and my good friend, Mr. Teason.
Welcome to the House. Speaker Simpson.
May I have privilege of the floor, please?
Please proceed.
Thank you. I'd like to welcome here in the North Balcony Bruce Eldridge, who is the director of the Buffalo Bill Historical Center, and Wendy Schneider, the director of plan giving and finance. So if you'd like to give, they're here. They're willing to accept any checks. But welcome from Cody.
Chairman Illaway.
Committee announcements.
Please proceed.
Ready? Okay. Your committee number 7, Corporations, Elections, and Political Subdivisions, will meet at noon in room 18, and we'll discuss House Bill 5, Insurance, Risk-Based Capital Revisions, House Bill 6, County Officials, Administrative and Fiscal Duties, House Bill 15, Electrical Safety and Fire Prevention Revisions, and if there's time, House Bill 23, Business Entities Reinstatement Fees.
Chairman Landon.
Madam Chairman, before making the announcement, I not only do I recommend an occasional purging rant to every individual in here, but I also want to revise the previous purging rant and say that every citizen in the state of Wyoming is special. What I did also want to announce is that tomorrow at noon, the Wyoming Department of Health invites you to a video, short 25-minute one that just kind of tells about what the Department of Health is and some of the many things that they do. You'll probably get another notice on this, but this will be in B63 in the Hirschler Building at noon tomorrow, and there will be lunch if you're looking for a free lunch.
Chairman Gingrey.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Judiciary Committee, your committee number 1, will finish up, we'll take up again House Bill 38, DUI amendments upon the noon recess, and then we will immediately go into House Bill 61, Legal Services Funding. And then for Friday, I'll go ahead and do Friday, at 8 a.m. we'll take up House Joint Resolution 2, Resolution, Assertion of States' Rights, House Joint Resolution 5, Assertion of State Sovereignty, and House Bill 28, Wyoming Firearms Freedom Act. And then at noon tomorrow, Judiciary will take up House Bill 64, Mandatory Minimum Sentence for Sexual Abuse of a Minor, and House Bill 66, Governmental Claims Act Process.
Speaker Simpson.
Thank you. Just a reminder that the tour of the Wyoming National Guard, the new building, is at lunch today, and buses are in front of the Capitol for transportation to the building.
Chairman Childers.
Madam Chair, after all the change in appointments, dropping of appointments, passing of bills, failing of bills, we will not. Committee number 6, Tribal Recreation, Wildlife, Cultural Resources, will not meet on Friday.
Chairman Lockhart.
Thank you, Madam Chairman. Your committee number 9, Minerals, Business, and Economic Development, will meet on Friday morning at 8 o'clock. The first bill for our consideration is House Bill 72, Regulation of Wind Energy Facilities. And second bill would be House Bill 44, Taxation of Property Used for Economic Development.
Representative Escobel.
Thank you, Madam Chair. For those of you that may not be leaving the building to go to the National Guard Support Facility. There is going to be a lunch hosted by WIPCA, the Wyoming Cancer Control Consortium, and American Cancer Society in the Hirschler Conference Room B24.
Mr. Majority Floor Leader.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I move that the House recess until 2 p.m.
You have heard the motion. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed?
No.
The House is in recess until 2 p.m.